Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the Iowa State Patrols, our District 4 Resource Officer, Trooper Shelby McCready, now joining us. So thank you very much, Trooper McCready, for being on.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. Well, we got a lot of stuff to kind of cover. If you wouldn't mind, first of all, kind of going over some of the concerns, maybe issues that you're seeing on the road as far as Iowa State Patrol is concerned with traffic fatalities and people continuously, looks like, speeding at high rates of speed on the roadways.
Yes, one of the first problems that developed during the pandemic, even though our overall traffic patterns were reduced greatly during the pandemic because folks were staying home as instructed, but the ones that were out on the roadway, the first major problem we identified was excessive speeds. And we're not talking 10, 15 mile an hour speed limit. We're talking 25 miles an hour and over the speed limit. And so the excessive speed issue really drew our attention early on during the pandemic. Across the Midwest, speeds increased. It wasn't just an Iowa thing. It was across the Midwest during the pandemic. You know, all agencies and all states were seeing an increase in speeds. And the majority of those states also saw a resulting increase in fatality crashes. However, we were fortunate here in Iowa during most of the pandemic. We were actually experiencing a reduction in fatalities, but that trend, unfortunately, no longer exists. Our fatality count is actually increasing by alarming numbers, and that is our primary concern right now, is getting our fatal crashes back in check, for a lack of a better way to say it, because really, we have finally caught up with the surrounding states in terms of what was happening during the pandemic.
Can you give us some numbers to go off of here, Trooper McCready, as far as have we caught up, surpassed fatality numbers compared to last year? And is there, and do you have any numbers from as recent as this last weekend?
Yes, unfortunately, the weekend of August 21st through the 23rd was a tragic weekend on our roadways, where we saw 7 fatalities over that 3-day period. And quite honestly, we were 5 fatalities ahead of where we were in 2019. And early in the pandemic and through most of the pandemic, we were sitting anywhere between 20 to 29 deaths less than we were in 2019. So we have made up an incredible amount of ground to not only catch where we were at this time last year, but to exceed it by 5. Now, the good news in all of this is we're still 4.3% below the average 5-year death rate. But obviously, when we were sitting at 29 fewer fatalities, you know, than a year ago, we were feeling pretty good about how things were going on our roadways. And now that we are 5 fatalities above where we were on this day a year ago, definitely attention needs to be directed towards getting that number back in check.
And can you explain to us maybe some reasons of why you're seeing an increased number of fatalities on the road here recently?
Well, I rarely use the word accident, because when I talk to people, I always say, you know, accident is kind of a term that really doesn't apply to what's going on the roadways, because with the exception of interactions with wildlife, these collisions are caused by someone's actions. These collisions are caused by someone's choices. And the majority of the time, they are speed related. Speed is absolutely the number one causation of fatal and serious injury crashes in Iowa. And there can be secondary contributors as well. But, you know, across the board, speed is the number one factor in what is causing these crashes. And so the choice to exceed the speed limit, and especially by excessive amounts, is one of the factors that's leading to the increase in crashes. Again, choices such as driving distracted, driving impaired. You know, people just need to get back to focusing on their driving. They need to drive safely, and they need to drive legally. And those are the things that help bring the numbers back into check.
Just to kind of further hammer home the point here, Trooper McCready, can you go over the numbers of fatalities that we saw last month and how much higher that has been in some of the years previously?
Yeah, July was a really bad month. There's no other way of putting it. We suffered 44 fatalities statewide in the month of July alone, which that number is the single highest number of deaths since September of 2017. And back in 2017, that was the first time in 8 years we had exceeded 400 fatalities on our roadways. So the fact that we are actually mimicking and repeating statistics from that year is very alarming.
as far as what State Patrol has kind of been doing to try and lessen the amount of fatalities or trying to be maybe proactive in a sense? Has State Patrol kind of partnered with some other regional entities to try and tackle some of these issues?
Absolutely. Since the beginning of the year, we have put out a safety campaign. Every year, our goal is to see less than 300 fatalities on our roadways. So since the beginning of 2020, we've been focusing on seatbelt usage, impairment, speed, and we've really increased our enforcement actions to try to bring those numbers, you know, back down to where they are within our goals. One of the things that was done recently was there was a special traffic enforcement program with the Region 7 states. And the Region 7 states include Iowa, Arkansas, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska. And we all joined together in an effort to address the excessive speed trends that are being seen all across the Midwest. And as a result, that focus was in the month of July. And after all the statistics were gathered, between the five states, over 33,000 speed citations were issued for excessive speeds by the five state agencies. And across the region, 1,264 impaired drivers were taken off the roadways. And in Iowa alone, during the month of July, there were 7,809 speed citations issued by troopers. There were 114 impaired drivers removed from Iowa roadways, and 686 seatbelt citations were issued statewide during the month. So all of this was done in collaboration with one another in an attempt to not only address the trend, but to try to proactively reverse it in order to increase the safety on the roadways. Because essentially, it's not necessarily all about the choices you make, but it's about the choices other people make too. So we're trying to, you know, universally address the issues that are increasing, you know, our fatalities on the roadways.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program with the Iowa State Patrol. We have District 4 Resource Officer is Shelby McCready joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.